Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
These tears we cry, Why do they call you Dirty Harry?
Well, that's one thing about our Harry. Doesn't play any favorites. Harry hates everybody.
Limeys, Micks, Hebes, Fat Dagos, Niggers, Honkies, Chinks, you name it.
How's he feel about Mexicans?
Ask him.
Especially Spicks.
Just The first thing we do, phone call, and we put us a decent one there. That's the first thing we do. With us this evening, we have someone special, but I did not want to bring, oh, excuse me, Roddy, you handsome devil. I did not want to bring him out right away. His name is Ted Arcidi, and what this gentleman is, he is the strongest power lifter ever in the history. He has bench pressed 750 pounds. I want to bring him out. Hey, Teddy!
How are you,
good
man?
To see you, buddy.
Look at this, man.
I don't know much about you.
About me? I have seen you on the cover.
Look, how do you like this? Kind of cute.
I gotta get one like this.
I have seen you on the cover of Iron Man.
What'd you say? What are those humanoids out there?
Were they bothered? Don't let them bother you. They have never done what you have done. You see, you have been on the cover of Iron Man. You have been on the cover of
the USA. I got your bench press routine.
You got a bench?
Yeah, on page 13. I go right by that, brother. It's great.
I bench press, you know.
Well, I know you bench press 500.
Yeah. Do you do that? All right. I want to show you something. I want to show you. Take a look at the butt. Could you play baseball with that or what? Take a look at the tricep on this man. That you're talking about. You could shoe horses with that. Show them how strong you are. I want you to show them how strong.
No humans got this. No way, brother.
Show them how strong you are. Warm up.
Hey, Bobby, will you? That side, brother. Bobby.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready? Little chop. Go! All right, Dad! Beautiful!
It's your moment, your time. We have asked for your input. You can say whatever you want. For one shining second, you're offered the spotlight. You can choose to take it or not. You might think that you're funny or being ironic, but it's an old joke we've all heard. And when it comes to it, really, when all said and done, you're still the guy who yelled "Free Bird."
Why did you?
And the band wants you to go away. I know you don't want us to really play Skinnerd. The request is at this point absurd. Even if your bros are patting your back, you're still the guy who yelled
Free Bird.
Why did you
Free Bird?
Free Bird.
Look, Violet, why do you say we go park out by the lake? My glands are out of control.
Well, okay, Georgie. But are you prepared?
I've been preparing myself for 17 years.
That's not what I meant. Pull over to that drugstore. Georgie. Make sure you ask for Titans. Those are the best.
Hello, George. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Gower. I didn't think you worked nights.
My night man took sick. What can I do for you? We're having a sale on shaving cream. What am I saying? You're not old enough to shave yet.
I haven't shaved since March. See?
Hey, I better call your mom right now and thank her for the preserves she brought over to our house.
Not now. I mean, don't bother. I'll give her the message for you.
I bet I know what you want.
You do?
Sure. I was young once. Licorice sticks. They came in fresh this morning.
Mr. Gower, I'm 17 years old.
Already? Seems like only yesterday your mom was in here buying talc to powder your little bottom.
Look. Never mind. Thanks. Almost forgot what I came in for. Tube of toothpaste and a box of Titans.
Toothpaste and what?
Box of Titans.
You have to speak up, George.
Titans. I want a box of Titan condoms.
George! And to think you were an altar boy. Did say Titans.
Oh, only about four times. Thanks, Mr. Gower.
King, president of Titan Condoms. Congratulations, young man. You are our 1 billionth customer. Victor.
Look, thanks, but I really gotta go.
That's a pass, kid. We've been planning this for months.
It's really not necessary.
Tell me, George, how long have you been using our fine Titan products?
You could say I never use anything else.
Great quarter. You getting all of this?
Hey, you're not gonna use my name, are you?
Modesty, I like it. You could give Titans that wholesome image we're looking for.
Do you know what you're doing to me? The entire town's gonna know about this.
You'll be a household name, George. Just like Bip, our Titan mascot. Pictures, pictures.
Hi, folks. Hi, George. Hi, everybody.
Hey, George, will you autograph a box for me?
Get used to that, George. More good news, George. Even as we speak, your parents are racing here to join you in your moment of Titan triumph.
My parents? Are you nuts? I'm not even supposed to have the car.
Make sure you airbrush out the kids' acne, okay? George, as a token of our thanks, we'd like you to have this lifetime supply of Titans. Thank you, Connie.
All I wanted was one.
Violet!
George, I can tell you're as excited as we are. As you begin this, your year-long reign as our Titan King.
Yippee!
Du hörst Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 09:30. Chaplain Charlie will tell you about how the free world will conquer communism with the aid of God and a few Marines. God has a hard-on for Marines because we kill everything we see. He plays his games, we play ours. To show our appreciation for so much power, we keep heaven packed with fresh souls. God was here before the Marine Corps, so you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to the Corps. Do you ladies understand?
Sir, yes, sir!
I can't hear you!
Sir, yes, sir!
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing.
Hallelujah!
Yee-hoo! Having trouble with a living? You tired of having your home space violated? You want to get rid of them pesky living critters once and for all? Well, come on down and see me, folks, because I'm the afterlife's leading bioexorcist. Yes, sir. Come on down here, and I want to tell you, I'll do anything. I'll scare them real bad. The point is, folks, I'm going to do anything to get your business. Hell, I'll possess myself if I gotta. Whoa! Yo, I got demons running all through me. All through me. Come on down here and see it. And hey, be back now. You get a free demon possession with every exorcism. Now, you can't beat that, can you? Now, bring a little parts down here. Hell, we got plenty of snakes and lizards for them to play with. There's no problem with that at all. So, say it once, say it twice, third time's a charm. And remember, I'll eat anything you want me to eat. I'll swallow anything you want me to swallow. Come on down now. Chew on a dog. Oh!
A man fills many roles in his lifetime. Provider, protector, master of the house. As a father, you have a vital role in your family's life. They depend on you to be there. We help to make sure you can fulfill that promise because, no matter what they call you, at the end of the day, you know you're just dad.
A red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stallion, and walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window, watched as he passed her way. She drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion, but cast greedy eyes on the bay. But how could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life? For this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden. She was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern, looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled his stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say, don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset, the stranger went free, of course. For you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. Well, this is the tale of the red-headed stranger, and if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stallion and don't lay a hand on the bay. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
Find a coon-ass waltz to save my ass. Hey, Philip, that stuff you told me about not trick-or-treating because of Jehovah, was you pulling my leg?
No, sir.
What else ain't you supposed to do?
We don't get Christmas.
You're shitting me.
No birthdays, nor parties, neither.
You ain't never been to a carnival, neither, have you?
No.
Cotton candy?
Seen that once. It's red.
No, it's not. It's pink.
Never eaten it, though.
Roller coasters?
Seen pictures.
You know, Philip, you have a goddamn red, white, and blue American right. Eat cotton candy, ride roller coasters.
I do.
Hell yes, you do.
Journey north to safety, to our place in the sun. Among us, we found a new leader, the man who came from the sky, the Gyro Captain. And just as Papagallo had planned, we traveled far beyond the reach of men and machines. The juice, the precious juice, was hidden in the vehicles. As for me, I grew to manhood. In the fullness of time, I became the leader, the chief of the great northern tribe, and a road warrior. That was the last we ever saw of him. He lives now only in my memories.
Always.
I remember now.
Wake the nation.